Let's talk about, well, what it takes. It takes what it takes. How to think neutrally and gain control of your life. I like this. We're speaking with the world's best brain trainer, according to Sports Illustrated, Trevor Mowat on the line. His book is entitled It Takes What It Takes. Trevor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Happy Valentine's Day.
Right back to you. There you go. President of Mowat Consulting Group, CEO and co-founder of Limitless Minds, this mental conditioning coach to, well, elite performers, but we're all elite in our own way. So you can talk to the common man and woman, I trust, with your theory and your message. So what is this thinking neutrally, and what is a best brain trainer? Good morning again, Trevor.
Well, you know, the sports world has a lot of subcomponents. I mean, obviously, when you watch a Michigan basketball player play, whether they're female or male, you know, they obviously got to be able to shoot the ball and make baskets and score and perform and do, whether I'm in Kalamazoo or I'm in L.A. as I am this morning.
Cool.
But there's a lot of subcomponents. You've got to be big, fast, strong. You've got to be athletic. And there's a lot of ways that you train that. But there's also a belief that you can train the mind. And you can help the mind get stronger. And mental conditioning is an area that focuses on that. And I've spent the last 18 years working in the NFL and NBA and with college football programs like Alabama, Florida State, and Georgia, helping them to be more competitive with their thinking.
Yes. And of course, this doesn't substitute the training that must go into either a sport or a skill or a talent. But we always hear, it's all mental now, the last couple of miles, or, you're ready for the big speech. It's all mental now. Tell me more about thinking neutrally and gaining control of our life.
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing is when we started really studying what influences our performance, what drives our success, we started to realize that the power of positive thinking wasn't as powerful as we thought. And if actually people could learn how to be less negative, they would actually really never need to learn how to be positive. And that negativity itself is almost 40 to 70 times more powerful than positivity. So the idea basically came, what's the number one carrier? What carries our negativity? And typically it's our language. As a person, as an organization, as a team, what you say out loud about your current situation predicts and perpetuates that performance. So based on the science, we realized, what if we could stop getting our players to say stupid things out loud without ever teaching the opposite? Don't say, hey, look, if it's 103 degrees and you're tired, we're not going to tell you to pretend it isn't. We're just not going to talk about the fact it's 103 degrees and we're tired. So the idea of neutral thinking is the idea of minimizing negativity. And to be neutral is when you accept the past as real, but not predictive, and your language is focused on your next behavior, not an outcome.
Love it. Let's talk about a couple of other highlights in your book, It Takes What It Takes. You ask us to visualize success and develop self-awareness. Talk about one of these two.
Well, I think the biggest thing for people in general, certainly the athletic population playing in front of a million, hundreds of thousands of people, your own awareness of understanding where you're at relative to your success. So the science of influence tells us that our influence over ourselves is 10 times more powerful than parents, families, coaches' influence over us. So we need to have a real good understanding of today, February 14th, where am I on my journey as a businessman, as a husband, as a wife, as an athlete? Where am I on that journey? And I got to own where I'm at and then break it down into the subcomponents. What are the things that would allow me to get better if I want to get better? Because at the end of the day, it just takes what it takes. I'm either going to do it or I'm not.
Wow. There you go. It takes what it takes. How to think neutrally and gain control of your life. Give me a last question, Trevor. I guess a situation where this would work at home. Say a working mother or a working father that's juggling the kid's schedule in his or her own job.
I think the biggest thing for people to do is to listen to their language. You know, I think if you're a working mother, you're a working father, how do we talk about our current day and day, how do we talk about our lives? If right now, if you're a working mother, you're a working father, you're at home, you're getting ready for a beautiful weekend, north of me, really start to think about my external language. It Takes What It Takes explores alternatives to that. But if we could just monitor what we said out loud about our kids, about our family, about our situation, just really monitor and not say those negative things out loud and really watch where we're consuming the negativity, just taking away the negativity opens up our mind in a way to take us to another level.
There we go. It's going to be a great Valentine's Day. How's that?
I think I'm looking forward to it as well.
Thinking positive in many ways. It Takes What It Takes, How to Think Neutrally and Gain Control of Your Life. Much more to discuss, but read about it. How to Think Neutrally and Gain Control of Your Life. Trevor, how do we find out more information?
You know what? You can go to Russell Wilson and I's business, thinkbig-gofar.com. Or you can go to any place you find a book. It Takes What It Takes on Audible, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Trevor Mowad. You can find me on social media.